Reading for April 29th, entitled, Go Forward. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 17. Into the daily life there come many perplexing problems that we cannot solve. There are those who wish to adjust every difficulty, to settle every question before they begin to work. Such will surely fail. In the end, the future will be just as indistinct, and the problems just as perplexing as when they began to speculate. It is in following the light given that we receive greater light. Move forward at the call of God. When He points out a work to be done, in His name and with full faith, take up that work. You may not see the end from the beginning. Perplexities may surround you. Your brethren may tell you of the lions in the way. But nevertheless, go forward, saying, The Lord wants this work done, and I will not fail nor be discouraged. I will act my part. There are critics who, if you listen to their words, will rob you of all heart and hope. Do not allow them to discourage you. Say, God abideth faithful. He cannot deny Himself. He has given to every man his work, and He calls upon all to begin to work just where they are. He cannot do what He desires to do until the human agent acts his part. At times, the arm of faith seems too short even to touch the Savior's garment. But there stands the promise, with God behind it. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and He shall say, Here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speaking vanity, and if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones. And thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. Isaiah chapter 58, verses 9 through 11. It is not our efforts that bring victory. It is seeing God behind the promise, and believing and trusting Him. Grasp by faith the hand of infinite power. The Lord is faithful who hath promised. Questions will arise that cannot be settled by any amount of thinking. Do not spend time trying to settle them. Take up the work waiting to be done, trusting in God as your wisdom. His righteousness will go before you, and the questions that have troubled you will answer themselves. Taken from Manuscript 54, dated April 29, 1902, entitled, How to Solve Perplexing Problems.